Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back in Golf of the Northwest as we turn the calendar to April. Hopefully the weather here is starting to get better. We know it is nice in Florida, and that's where our next guest joins us from. Working out there, trying to dial it in on 17 at Sawgrass, Alistair Dougherty, my former partner in a winning year at the Fan Golf Classic, but he is now pulling in bigger purses out there on the Korn Ferry Tour. Grew up here in Vancouver and is trying to make his way to the PGA Tour. So glad to catch up. Alistair, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Swag. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's fun. Obviously, we've been chronicling your journey going from Chico State, trying to make it to the professional tour, all the way to the PGA Tour with Harold over the years. And so now we find yourself through COVID. You've got status on the Korn Ferry Tour. You've had a couple of caches so far. But I think we need to go back and just from the time that you left Chico State to get to this point, it has been, I think, a journey that is more common for players to get to the PGA Tour, but far less chronicled. Just how fortunate do you feel about where you're at now and the prospects of reaching your dream?
Yeah, it's definitely gotten a lot better in the last year. The journey has definitely not been easy. There's a lot of ups and downs, and you know, the lows were very, very low, but it's all going to be worth it in the end. And I think the path that I'm on right now is the right one for me for sure.
Well, you came out shortly after college, got status on the McKinsey Tour up in Canada. But it didn't go well right out of the chute. What was that jump like from going from collegiate golf, where you had a lot of success, immediately to a professional tour? What was kind of the biggest shock to the system there?
Really, it was the toughest thing was, one, learning how to travel, and two, you're doing it on your own dime. And you know, in college days, you're having everything, you know, paid for you. You're going to tournaments for free and you're playing, you know, to beat everybody else. Well, when you go to some of the smaller tours and when the money's not all that great and you're, you know, pinching pennies, trying to save as much money on the road as possible, and then you're playing for your life. I mean, I've said this before, and I know that a couple other pros have said it, but I like to have guacamole on my Chipotle burrito. And when you're not finishing in the top half or even missing cuts, you can't really even go to Chipotle. So the money situation was a very difficult thing for me to grasp, and I'm still working on it. But I definitely have you know, the right people behind me and supporting me now that has made that very easy for me.
Well, you throw in, you know, losing status there, going back to Q school then for the Korn Ferry Tour. Then COVID hits, really a disjointed start to a professional career. What, you know, where did you start to develop not only the golf game, but kind of that adult necessary, I got to find a way to make ends meet? How did you get from that status to where you are today on the Korn Ferry Tour?
Well, I definitely got kicked in the teeth for a little bit there. If you really want to make this happen, you're going to find a way. You're going to do everything possible to you know, make your dreams a reality. So I found my path in going back to caddying and making some money that way, and ran into the right people at Silverleaf this past, I guess, a year and a half ago. Silverleaf is a very, very nice club in Scottsdale, Arizona. And, you know, they said, hey, this is what we want to help you out with, and you can just go do it now. So I ended up leaving caddying in May of last summer and just kind of sent it. And we traveled to a few different mini tour events on the APT tour, the Dakotas tour, and I ended up Mondaying into the Wichita event last summer in top 25. And, you know, that gives you – you know, a lot more confidence that, you know, hey, I just took a, you know, 4 or 5 months off caddying and my game is still there. So, putting in a lot of work, and, now we got full status this year after Q school.
Chatting here with Alistair Dougherty, former, Vancouver resident, now mostly down in Arizona, on the Korn Ferry tour, trying to make his way to the PGA tour. What did you learn in that time at Silverleaf through COVID, where there just weren't tournaments available to play in, about yourself and about your game that now is allowing you to have some success here on the Korn Ferry tour?
That really all the work that I've put in is going to show up at the right moment, as long as you keep believing in yourself. And as much as I am very hard on myself, I'm very, very difficult times, you know, you try and get yourself out of, but you just look back on the success that you have had and all the work that you have put in, and you just know that those things that you've worked on are going to come out at the right moment, and you're going to have success eventually. So you just keep believing in yourself and going through the proper process and putting the right people around you definitely sets you up for more success.
Well, and part of your development in your youth years, Harold Bluestein was working with you, helping develop your game. How much of the things that he tried to instill in you now are coming to fruition? And I'm sure you can still hear his little voice in your head at times when you're out there practicing or in courses, in tournaments. But how much of his influence now are you starting to realize in your success?
You know, I've never met somebody that truly cares about their students as much as Harold had and has. And just even the drills that we even started with when I started working with them in, you know, freshman year of high school. There's even times that I go back to those drills, and there's some good stories, obviously, but one of the biggest ones when I went to college, and it seemed like every time I would come back to Washington and see Harold, and my game would all of a sudden be so much better. But right when I went to go to get to a tournament, I just didn't feel like it was right. And so I told my parents and I told Harold, I was like, there's some kind of disconnect. How do I take the exact same feeling when you're with me to the golf course? And we came up with the plan of me carrying around a picture of Harold in my golf bag. So, I think that ended up working, and just, you know, telling yourself, this is what you're working on with Harold. This is how your game is trending in the right direction. And, you know, he just truly cared and made sure he was giving you 100% of, 100% of effort from him and for all of his students. And he wanted so much success, from every single one of them. And, the support that I've had from him and all of his family throughout the years of, you know, going from college to professional. And he came out to a few events, and sometimes I definitely get a little choked up thinking a lot about it. And he's had so much to do with a lot of my success throughout the years.
Well, I know the confidence that you're playing with right now. Tried to Monday qualify for the Valero Texas Open and just a shot or two short of getting in there. The Korn Ferry Tour is in Chile this week, but it'll come back to the States here in a couple of weeks. Where's your game at right now, and how close do you think you are to maybe breaking through and getting a victory on the Korn Ferry Tour?
I mean, it's as everybody says, it's one shot away, one swing away, right? So my game is very close, and I feel like I've had flashes of, all right, this is where I should be. And, you know, it's going to click at the right moment. I'm, like I said, I got to stay patient with it. But I am learning so much in the weeks that I'm out there, and the battles that you go through every single week of, one, trying to make the cut, two, trying to put yourself in contention. And, it seems like, I am very close. I'm not scoring the way I would like to. My game isn't as sharp as I want it to be. But like I said, I'm a very hard critic of myself, and I expect a lot from myself. So, once I put myself in the position, I have no doubt that I'll be able to come out on top.
Well, I know everybody back home is paying attention closely, and it'll be nice to see the Korn Ferry Tour start to be regularly here in the United States, being able to follow along. And hopefully, as you work your way out west, a chance for parents and family and some friends to come see you in action. Alistair Dougherty, kind enough to take a few minutes away from practice out there at TPC Sawgrass. You hitting the island green?
Yeah, actually yesterday I had the experience of a lifetime. The way that they do it out at TPC Sawgrass is the first tee time off is pros only. And I just signed myself up, had no idea who I was playing with. Well, I got paired with Jose Maria Olafable. And he was so kind enough to let me join, and we played 18 holes, and I learned a lot from him, and we chatted about a bunch of things, and we got a picture of us on 17. I've never met him before, and he was just one of the kindest people ever. Him and his caddy were out there, and it was awesome to just watch them go through the process, and they're getting ready to go to the Masters. I did hit the island green. Very lucky that it stayed up top, up on the dry land. That golf course is very difficult. You have to have all aspects of your game dialed in, and for the first time seeing it, it looks so different than what it looks like on TV, but it is amazing. It is a true test of golf, that's for sure.
Well, what an experience. And was there one tip Jose Maria kind of gave you that applies to anybody out there hacking it up?
I mean, they told me it doesn't matter how far you hit it. It's what your score is. And I've heard that from Harold so many times too, but I sure like to hit driver, and there's probably some times that I probably shouldn't hit driver around that golf course. So it's bittersweet. I love hitting the driver around, but there's sometimes you just got to dial it back.
Yep. Well, hopefully the driver is working for you when you tee it up again in a few weeks. We look forward to seeing you on the Korn Ferry Tour the rest of the season. Can't wait for that breakthrough result. Alistair Dougherty, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Best of luck to you, and hopefully we'll catch up with you later in the season talking about a victory.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Swag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.